I am deeply gratified that Reverend George Hunt, who is a cousin of Christine's, has joined us today at this service, and he has asked to pay tribute to David as well. And then, of course, we will hear very, very loving tributes from Brian Grafman and Gary Grafman, David's older brothers. Reverend, thank you again for coming.
Thank you, Rabbi, for your welcome and your generous hospitality. I thank David's family for their invitation to be part of the service today, of course, to my good cousin, Christine. This morning in the liturgies of our church, part of our sacred scripture came from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. And the reading that was proclaimed this morning began, "How long, O Lord, I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord." Then the Lord answered me and said, "Write down the vision clearly upon the tablets, so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late." Certainly, I could not help but think about the events of these past few weeks in listening to that scripture this morning. I felt that it clearly expressed the questions, the pain, and the hurt that so many of us feel deeply inside and so much felt by David's family. But it also expresses our need in these moments to turn to God and to listen the best we can to what the Lord may say to us. And he does say to us that the vision continues and that his love and his life prevails. Over these past few weeks, I've seen the power of that vision. I've seen the power of that vision when I went to David's parents' home the Thursday after the attack and had an opportunity to pray with them and to pray with Christine, with his family and his friends, joining together different faiths, but one prayer to one loving God. And I've seen the vision that the Lord speaks of also continue in the great outpouring of support and kindness and love shown to families in their time of loss. And I've seen the vision that the reading speaks of continue in a very special way, in the tremendous courage and strength and faith that I've seen, especially in Christine and in David's parents. And I believe that God will prevail and that God's love triumphs. I didn't know David all that well. I got a call from Christine asking if I would be part of their wedding last year at the United Nations, March 18th. And I happily accepted that invitation. And of course, had some time to spend with David in making preparation for that wedding with Christine. And David impressed me right away. I'm sure it wasn't easy for him to come to a church rectory to meet with a Roman Catholic priest, but he did it with a tremendous amount of grace. What impressed me about David was his great respect for our tradition, his great willingness to do whatever needed to be done to make Christine happy as part of that celebration. What impressed me about David was his soulfulness, which is very evident in meeting him. And what impressed me most especially about David was the tender love that he had for Christine. That love continues because love does not die. Love is eternal. And it's that love that we center our prayer about as we gather this afternoon. Over the past couple of weeks, I've had the opportunity to be at Ground Zero and to try to be of assistance to people working in the rescue effort. And as I stood at the edge of the site, I took some quiet moments to offer prayer to God for David and for all who have lost their life. We hold them, whatever faith we are, deep within the heart and soul of our prayer. Almighty and eternal God, hear our prayers for your son David, whom you have called from this life to yourself. Grant him light, happiness, and peace. Let him pass in safety through the gates of death and live forever with all your saints in the light you promised to Abraham and to all his descendants in faith. Eternal rest grant unto David, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen.
Amen.